I just thank God for this opportunity and every opportunity I get to spread his word or speak his word. But now if you're at a function and you see me on the dance floor, don't get upset because I am going to dance. I'm going to dance. I'm going to dance until Jesus comes back. Hallelujah. 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 He gave us all things to enjoy. So I won't be before you long, but Bible study has been awesome in the book of Acts and so enlightening that I can't get away from it. As that old song back in the day, can't let go. Just can't let go. This is it's so awesome. So I have a title, but I'll just give it to you. I just can't get over it. Jesus is enough. He really is enough. I can't get over that. Oh, yeah, we don't have to do no extras. He is enough. Hallelujah. Yep. The last time I spoke in my old church, I said, Jesus wept. Amen. I'm done. But I was joking. But, yeah, that is enough. He's more than enough. So I would profess to you that Jesus is enough. In our disappointments, our failures, discouragement, Jesus is enough. In our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our battles and fears, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is enough. So, Lord, how do we grasp onto this? Because I just don't know. I can't let it go. How do we hold on to this? How do we get it into us that he is enough no matter what? You know, we go to doctors, yeah, and God created man to be intelligent, to help him out, but he is an ultimate healer. So how do we grasp on that he is enough? It's not just a thought or a theory, it's the truth. Jesus really is enough. So Lord, will you never, the Lord will never abandon us or forsake us, even no matter what, be on the mountain or in the valley, Jesus is still enough. No one thing or no one will ever separate us from him. Nothing or no one is higher or greater than him, no matter what they think. He is enough. So how do we grasp onto this so that it's more than a mere good thought or words, but a bona fide reality that whatever we come up against or comes up against us, that Jesus is the real deal, and he is not just enough, but he is more than enough. He is enough. So, and again, I can't get off this. In Acts 19, as Pastor has been, we've been on Acts for a few weeks, and I know I keep going back, but this, the understanding of it, when she taught this that week, it's like my eyes, it's like the scales came off and a light bulb came on in the house and my eyes were open and I was enlightened and my understanding had been enlightened by the teaching on Paul in the book of Acts. And so I'm just going to skip down to the area where like after the seven sons of Sceva try to deliver, you know, cast out the demon, got their butts whipped, had to run out the house naked to get away from that one. So in the process of what happened, it put fear on the hearts of people, the Jews and the Greeks, to the point that what they were doing, they exposed it to the light themselves, their witchcraft, their sorcery, their magic, and they went and burned all their books and everything. And so Jesus's name was magnified and caused the people to become believers and to confess, even believers, because there were believers there, but there was some darkness in the believers. Amen. So even in the believers who had some darkness, they confessed and disclosed their practices. And that's another sermon, serving God, but still in darkness. That's a sermon. And they confessed and exposed their deeds to the light, to which point that those, yeah, who practiced the craft and magic was convicted to burn their magic books and everything, their spell books. And so the message of God, Jesus' message, flourished and prevailed. So even in that, Jesus was enough. I mean, they were in darkness and they were worshiping a goddess in their own temple or whatever. But even through all that, Jesus was enough to change the hearts and minds of people. So why ain't he enough to change the hearts and minds of people in 2025? We ain't got to do a whole lot. All we need is Jesus. He's more than enough. So why can't this happen right now today? We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to revise, rejuvenate, and modernize the gospel so that people will be attracted to it. We don't have to do that. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We don't have to recreate him. He is and was and always will be God. So he's more than enough. Do we have to make him relevant to compel people? Do we have to have hot dogs and slides? And it's nothing wrong with all that. But do we have to do that to make him relevant? I mean, when did he become irrelevant? When did he become irrelevant? Do we need to rebrand him? A lot of things are being rebranded. Do we need to rebrand Jesus? I think he's enough. So I believe that to those who think that we do have to do these things to make Jesus more attractive, may not exactly know him as much as they think they know him. They may not know him in the beauty of his holiness. I don't know. I'm not their judge. This is my opinion. Because no one person has a corner market on Jesus and they don't have any stocks and bonds in him. There's eternal life. So he don't change with the market. He's not up one day, down the other. He is enough. He's the total package. He's a full metal jacket. We don't know him like we think we know him sometimes. As Pastor Michelle said, we don't know what we think we know. Because no one really knows Jesus. And nobody really knows God. But God knows Jesus. And Jesus knows God. But we can get to know him more and better. But we will never know him like the Father. Amen. So that kind of like that messes me up too. Just when you think you know, you don't know. But we can get a better understanding of him in our spending quality time, intimate time, quiet time with like that class we had, just sitting still. And sometimes we're in such a hurry. I know I am sometimes, because sometimes I sleep a little later than I should. And then I cuts back on my prayer time. And I do make time. Even if I'm late for work, I'm going to pray. But I never sit still long enough to hear. Because no matter what people say, God is always talking. And he ain't never going to stop. We just not listening because we're not taking the time. We're not taking the time to sit down. And as Mama Della said, be still and know that he is God. And in the time of being still, he'll show you who he is and that he is God. From time to time, when I have my good quality time with the Lord, I always pray Ephesians 1:17 through 23. Lord, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. I pray that the perception of my mind may be enlightened so that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the glorious riches of his inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his vast strength. He demonstrated his power in the Messiah by raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority, power and dominion, and every title given, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put everything under his feet and appointed him as head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. I want to know him better, be transformed, don't you? I mean, really, really true. Not just lip service, but really do. Back in Acts 19 and verse 37, and this is why I can't get over this, because Jesus is enough. When they brought Gaius and Aristarchus and dragged them into the crowd, and Alexander was there trying to state their case against all the false accusations against them and Paul. And then the clerk finally made a compelling plea to the crowd. And all he said was, these men and nor Paul did anything to desecrate your temple. They didn't rob it, and they didn't blaspheme your goddess. They didn't know they were serving a false god, but those who follow Christ knew. But they never criticized them for that. So we don't have to go bomb a planned shelter, a Planned Parenthood place. We don't have to go through all this and desecrate or criticize those who pray to Allah and those who pray to and sacrifice candy and all that stuff to a Buddha. We don't have to do all that because Jesus is enough. And if we walk Jesus and speak Jesus and live Jesus, they'll see Jesus. They'll see the light in the darkness, because light supersedes darkness every time. I don't care how dark it is, light will prevail in so many ways, in so many ways. So I profess to you that Jesus is enough. Like I said, we don't have to beat anybody down with the Bible and tell them they have to be saved. And I don't have to wear a pin that says I'm a minister or an evangelist or a trustee or an usher. Jesus is enough. I don't have to do all of that. I'm saving myself some time and headache and frustration. Because if I lose my pin, do I lose my identity? No. I'm in Christ Jesus. So they didn't have to form a march or beat on signs and wave signs in the air, scream and yell at everybody. They didn't discredit anybody. Like I said, they didn't bomb the place, their temple with the false god. They didn't go in wielding swords and knives, because Jesus was enough. And he turned everything around. He turned the hearts and minds of the people. He touched our hearts and compelled them to believe. I mean, they lost $50,000 just in burning them books. I could use $50,000 right now. I don't know about you, but I could. So, you know, it's just something to think about, that Jesus is enough. It's just you just got to get it soaked into your brain and into your heart, that you know that you know that you know, and that you know knows that Jesus is enough. So how can we operate and function and flow with Holy Ghost to allow Jesus to be enough? We just can't be saying, we just can't be giving lip service, but we can't miss out on encounters with God. When we're too busy trying to make him relevant, we miss out on spending time with him. When we're too busy, you know, trying to, when we're, you know, we're raising funds and we have rallies and we have dinners and we have programs, we have conventions, we have conferences. Nothing wrong with that, but in the process, we miss out on God because we're focused on that other stuff, and we've got all this stuff, and Jesus is here saying, "Wow, that's a good thing, but it ain't a God thing. But that's nice. Okay, go for it. You know I don't have to bless your mess, right?" But we don't have to do all that. He's already relevant. And he's made everything that we need. He's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So Jesus is enough. Jesus was in the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega, and all things were made by him and for him. And like I said earlier, nothing would exist without him. He's holding everything together within himself. And without him, we fall apart, not just physically, but the anthems, the world would just be desecrated without him. He's holding that song. He's got the whole world in his hand. He really does. He really does have everything in his hand. And guess what? He will never let go. And no demon in hell will ever take it out of his hand. And for that, I give him all the praise. So we don't have to debate anything. We don't need no co-signers or want it, because Jesus is enough. We ain't got a co-sign on him. He is the real deal. He's the final signature. We know we're not alone. He won't forsake us. We're not lost because Jesus is enough. Jesus was enough for the three Hebrew boys in the fire. They walking around in the fire. They told the king, if we burn up, we burn up. But if God save us, he save us. It's all right either way. Can we say that? Amen. If we're here, we're here. If we're not, it's not. It's still all right because we have Jesus. He was enough with the three Hebrew boys. He was enough for King David. And when he wasn't even a king, when he slayed Goliath, he was enough. He was enough for Samuel. Dedicated to the temple as a young child and kept hearing someone calling his voice. And the prophet told him, just answer the next time. He was enough. He was enough for Samuel's mother, because what mother would just take her child to the temple and leave him? Because I sure wouldn't. I love my boy. But God loves him more. So he was enough for Hosea when God told him to go marry a hoe. He was enough for... God was enough. Jesus was enough. Go marry that hoe. So he told Israel to stop hoeing after other gods. Stop a hoeing after other gods. So Jesus was enough. He was enough for the apostles when they were in the garden, the disciples when they're in the garden of Gethsemane, and when they came to pick him up and everybody ran away. Jesus was still enough. When Peter denied him three times, Jesus was still enough. When Jesus told Peter to feed my sheep three times, he was still enough. He was still enough. And he was enough for them. And they are long gone. And they haven't even seen the promises that they prayed for or preached about. He's still enough. He's enough for you, and he's enough for me. He's relevant then. He's relevant now. And he'll be relevant when we ain't here. He's still enough. People will come and go. I can't say like my grandfather used to say, but people will come and go, and Jesus will still be enough. He's enough when things go awry, and when the earth is shifting and moving under our feet, when we've been taken by surprise and just kind of just wiped out with horrific news of losing someone and the stock markets and the tariffs and the gas going up and everything going up, he's still enough. Because no matter how high gas gets and how high food gets, Jesus supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, not none of them. Jesus is enough. Amen. I ain't got no trouble with that. I know who I belong to, and it ain't to Donald Trump. So Jesus is enough when we're sick, when we're hurting, when we're disappointed, when we're discouraged, when we're frustrated, when we're ticked off. Jesus is enough, because trust me, if we just step back and let him be God, he'll work, as that song, Jesus will work it out. If you let him, he will work it out. Let's say, how you gonna pay your bills? Baby need a new pair of shoes. Plus I got a car note due. Jesus will work it out every time. When we're feeling uncertain, because these are uncertain times. Everything, this stuff, I haven't been here that long. But I know some like Mom Donna and Mom Waddella, they in their 80s. I know they ain't never seen no jacked up stuff like this before in the government and in the earth. Yeah, I'm going to go there. But I know that things are uncertain. But the one certain, the one constant in all the earth is Jesus, because he is enough. Like I said, I mean, a lot. I know I have lost a lot of loved ones. I had back-to-back funerals a couple of weeks ago. I then lost a couple of classmates about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Just buried one yesterday. Jesus is still enough. He's still enough when our hearts are heavy with sorrow from the loss of a loved one, or be it a job or anything that we lose, we like to hold on to, but it wasn't really ours in the beginning. when we're feeling uncertain about things that are going on around us right now, within the nation and around the world, and especially in the body of Christ, because we of all people, we should be united. We should be as one. We should be on one accord. Ain't no donkey and no mule in heaven. It's just Jesus. There's no Democrat, no Republican, no liberal. I am independent, but it's still Jesus. Nobody else. So I would suggest to you that Jesus is enough. If he clothed the lily of the field more splendid than he did Solomon in all his glory, and he feeds the sparrows that are the least of the birds. They don't get up and know where they're going to worry about where they're going to shop or go eat or what restaurant, or if they need to order DoorDash, he's already supplied it for them. Jesus is enough. And God can do all things but fail. He's never lost a battle. And I'm telling you, he never will. We are victorious in Christ because he is enough. Those of us that are walking in the way and believing, we are enough. And if we come together as one, on one accord, and pray the prayers that avail much, God will turn things around. But we gotta want it. Not just say it, we gotta do it. We gotta be about it. We will be victorious in Christ because he is victorious, because he is enough. God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, I profess to you, Jesus is enough. Amen. I'm done. Amen.